This is the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
Protecting the rights of crime victims has been my life's work. I intend to continue.
I am a chief financial officer for a veteran service organization. And
you're a witch.
I dabbled into witchcraft. I never joined a coven.
We're totally against any expansion of birth control information.
You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
You blew it!
It's the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go anywhere, through the looking glass and beyond to find that. And we go places where other talk shows can't. They just can't. They'd like to, but they can't. Here's our number, 877-876-PHIL, to join us on air tonight as we open up with Bob Sharaw, one of the many people who were with President Obama in his town hall meeting today. And we're going to talk to him, get a firsthand report, an eyewitness report from the town hall at the, was it today or whenever it was, in recent memory, anyway. And later we'll also have Margaret Gray on the line to talk about the economy and interfacing with women less fortunate. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and our email address, why would I give our email address? Our website is far more important, philhenryshow.com. That's the right hand, the right arm of God, man. That's not the right arm of God, but it's the right arm of Phil. If you go to our website, philhenryshow.com, you can see live streaming video of the show right now, live streaming audio of the show available, downloads of the show tomorrow, mini podcasts, classic Phil podcasts. We got more audio than any other radio station in the history, or radio show in the history of the world. And I am not exaggerating, at philhenryshow.com. Because this show is the only one worthy of being archived. Sorry, that's what they say anyway. 877-876-PHIL. So, we have on the line a gentleman who was at this meeting today, or this town hall. I call it a meeting. I mean, it's almost as if these events are like, they're almost like religious revivals in a way, the way that, I suppose, the way that we treat them. Although this one was not such a religious revival. With me is Robert Sharaw. He's a Barack Obama supporter, sir, but not, you know, you weren't happy today, were you?
Well, no. I would not say that I was happy today. I was like a lot of the people that had come to the town hall meeting. We wanted to meet the president because we admire the president, and we also are disappointed if that's what you're referring to. And
well, that was the general tenor of the reports I was getting, that there were a lot of people at this meeting. The headline here, disappointed supporters question Obama in live televised event.
That would be accurate. That would be accurate to say that we were disappointed because we had a lot of expectations. And as my father used to say, you can't have too many expectations. You're bound to be disappointed. And,
well, that's true.
That is true. But nonetheless, we had a hope that the president was going to act on many of the things in his agenda that we hoped that he would. You know, we were talking about rolling back Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the tax credits for health care, and some of the other things that didn't take place, I guess.
And, Bob, did you have a chance to ask a question?
No, I didn't. I thought I was going to ask one at the very end, and they called an end to the town hall right, I think, when I was going to ask the president a question.
What was your question going to be about?
My question, I think, probably would have centered on our continuing support of him. And I think that it's fair to say that we've taken, and I say we, the people that have voted for President Obama, we've taken a lot of heat.
I'll bet, in recent days especially, huh?
Well, no, I think from the very beginning we took a lot of heat. I think, yes, it's gotten much worse. I think the criticism of the president's gotten much worse. But I would have asked him about the heat, the criticism that we take for supporting him, and how to deal with that. And because it doesn't do anyone any good, I don't think, to mock or taunt or insult an individual for exercising their franchise.
I agree with you, sir.
And so, anyway.
What do you think about these midterms that are coming up? Okay, we have this 2010 midterms where the president is a Democrat, but there seems to be a lot of Republican or a conservative sentiment.
Yes, there does. Yes, there does. And I don't worry about that. I tell people that we won the big prize, which is the presidency. But what we lost was, I guess, the smaller prizes. I suppose you can say that we're going to lose the smaller prizes in the midterms. I don't know.
Well, we got to vote first, don't we?
We have to vote first. But I feel that we've won the presidency. And all I'm hoping for is that President Obama can continue his programs successfully so that the insult of being a supporter of the president and having to take insult.
Can you give me an idea what you mean by insult? Are you talking about it? Are you working or you're retired, sir?
No, I'm retired. But, you know, it happens even in discussions among friends. I'm sure you understand that people will say, if you say you voted for Obama, they give you a funny look. If you have, I've had an Obama bumper sticker on my car for the last 2 years, and I've had my car, I've had my door scratched, you know, with...
Keyed?
Yes, sir, keyed. And I've had people throw eggs at the car and this kind of nonsense. And then occasionally they'll drive by and they'll yell something at you. So being a supporter of President Obama has not been easy. And
so you would have asked the president, what are you supposed to? It's not a bad question. What am I supposed to do? I support you, and there's not a lot going on for this country right now. You don't seem to be doing all that well, you know.
That's exactly what I would ask him, but I would also say that I'm still supporting. But here is the essence, I think, of the question. What do I do as I'm being taunted by anti-Obama people? How do I keep my spirits up? How do I keep my sense of well-being up? How do I feel good? Because you'll start to become depressed. And I think the big challenge is that people who support President Obama are being taunted and insulted so much that it can affect their mental health. And if it affects your mental health, it affects your ability to work, and I think can affect the country. And I believe that's a very important issue, Mr. Hendry.
You're talking about the amount of people that have criticized President Obama or you?
No, not me.
I mean supporters of you. And I'm going to give our phone number. Hold on for a minute, Bob. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're talking here with Bob Shirah. He's an Obama supporter and was at the town hall meeting today in Washington, D.C. So are you saying that the taunting of you as a voter is debilitating?
Maybe, yes. It's debilitating to me, and it's debilitating to anyone who voted for President Obama and goes into the workplace and has to listen to this, and you become depressed and you become morose, and it affects the work situation in this country.
Now, you're retired. How would it affect you?
Well, I'm not retired in the sense that I'm not still working. I'm self-employed. I'm retired from what I had done, which was I'd owned an electrical firm in Chicago for many years, and I sold that, and I'm self-employed now. But it's the same thing. If I have someone, as I said to you earlier, keying my door, you said they scratch your door when they see the Obama bumper sticker, and that causes me to feel obviously depressed. And so I may go back to my office that afternoon and not feel like doing any more work because I feel depressed that my car has been scratched and or someone yelled something at me, I get nervous.
So the criticism of President Obama is not just something that affects him, it affects everybody.
I think that it affects, yes.
And because even if and so would you also include in that the fact that criticism of him would affect people, not just them being taunted?
Well, I get everyone that's ever voted for President Obama has been taunted or insulted somehow.
You mean personally?
I would be willing to stake money on it, yes, sir. Now, when the president is insulted or criticized by others, then that also, you see, can insult and make a President Obama supporter be depressed. And
so the person is insulted either on the president's behalf or insulted for themselves?
Well, I think that whenever President Obama is criticized, anyone that voted for him is going to take that to mean that they did something stupid. And if you have friends who ask you, well, did you vote for Obama? Yes, I did. Well, you must be stupid. This is, I think, a very... It's hurtful, and it also causes you to stop concentrating on what you should concentrate on.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody quite say that criticism of one's political choices can debilitate the country.
Well, I don't think it ordinarily does, Mr. Henry, but I think that in the case of President Obama, because if the criticism of him has been so... loud and, you know, and very hateful. I don't think in any other case, any other president being criticized has hurt the very voters that voted for that man as much as Obama's criticism of him has hurt me and others like me. So if we want to get out of this recession, and that's the point I wanted to make, we need to start to stop with this criticism of President Obama.
Well, you know, all right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Bob Shirah. We're going to be back with you, Bob, in just a second. Now, you're not saying people shouldn't criticize President Obama. This isn't just some way of saying don't criticize President Obama because, you know, you're trying to find an inventive way of...
Well, no, because I can tell you that, if it didn't hurt my feelings, if it didn't affect productivity in this country, I wouldn't care if you criticized Obama. But when you criticize Obama, you make the people that voted for him feel stupid, and naturally their effort at work is going to fall off. No, not at all do I want to muffle criticism in this country. I'm just saying that this criticism is killing the economy. The more you criticize President Obama, the more you insult the people that voted for him, and the less you're going to get out of those people in terms of work, and the longer this recession. It's a sad reality, but true, because it's just never ends, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. There's Robert Shirah. He is 68 years old. Recently sold his electrical business, but basically what he's saying, and he was at the Obama town hall today, the criticism of Obama and the taunting and criticism of people that voted for Obama is a debilitating thing and factors into how quickly we'll be able to get out of this recession with so many people being insulted and basically being hurt by that criticism. It's pretty interesting, and we'll find out how true. 877-876-PHIL, and we'll also play for you a couple of clips from President Obama's town hall. We have Margaret Gray coming up on the economy and what she's done to cut back and identify more with people who are hurting from this recession. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Here is a clip from CNBC. I believe that's where it appeared, the president's town hall meeting. And voters, reflective of what we've been hearing Mr. Sherrod talking about, voters disappointed with the president and tired of having to defend the president. And here is a questioner of the day, and she says just that.
I am a chief financial officer for a veterans service organization, AMVETS, here in Washington. I'm also a mother. I'm a wife. I'm an American veteran. And I'm one of your middle-class Americans. And quite frankly, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted of defending you, defending your administration, right, defending the mantle of change that I voted for, right, and deeply disappointed with where we are right now. I've been told that I voted for a man who said he was going to change things in a meaningful way for the middle class. I'm one of those people, and I'm waiting, sir. I'm waiting. I don't feel it yet. And I thought, well, it wouldn't be in great measure, I would feel it in some small measure.
Here is President Obama's response.
Times are tough for everybody right now. So I understand your frustration. When you say there are things that you'd like to see happen or you're hoping to see happen that haven't happened yet, let me just give you a couple of examples. I right now have two children. It sounds like you've got kids as well.
Two girls.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be thinking about college soon. Now, part of what we did over the last year and a half is to make sure that billions of dollars that were going to subsidize financial service industries under the federal student loan programs, mm-hmm, are now going to be going directly to students, so that millions more students are going to be able to get loans and grants and scholarships to go to college.
Well, that was the president's response back with Bob Sherrod. But that lady, right where you are, Bob, she's saying, man, I'm having to defend you, and it's getting tough.
Right. And the president's response was a well-thought-out response. But by that point, no one's listening to his response. They're saying, I have had to take a lot of taunts and insult as the result of voting for President Obama, and it hurts. And I would have been happy if had she said, what do we do to keep our spirits up and to keep producing and to keep motivated and to keep helping this economy while we are having people insulting us and mocking us for voting for you? Would have been more meaningful.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Bob Sherrod on here as we talk about the town hall today. Here is Marshall in Union City, California, listening on KNEW. Go ahead, Marshall. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Phil.
Yes.
I just believe this guy is taking it very personally. And if he's getting taunted the way he is, this rightfully so. But I believe that the Bush supporters got insulted just as bad. And just because he still is his candidate getting insulted, he thinks it's the worst insult he's been hearing in history, but they're not.
The worst insults in history. I didn't say the worst insults in history.
You said this the worst. This president got the worst results ever.
Yeah, you did. You did say that. You said something like that.
Well, what I'm trying to say is when they insult me and other Obama voters, and did you vote for Obama?
No, I did not. I did not.
Are you African American?
Yes, I am.
Well, isn't that unusual, especially for that area?
That's unusual.
What do you mean, San Francisco?
The media made it unusual. It is not.
Well, I want to say this: when they insult the vote that I cast for President Obama, it is hurtful. And if it is hurtful and insulting and demeaning, then you go to work with that on your that experience having been that assault on your nervous system. Now the country, if enough of that happens, the country begins to lag at the workplace. You might be right that every president gets criticism, and perhaps I overstated it, but I am saying that this is not going to help us out of the recession by laughing and mocking people, because emotionally it's debilitating.
Obama had built himself up to take care of everything, and he set a timeline. He's not meeting this timeline. He's backing off of it. Of course.
Wouldn't you be depressed if I started making fun of you for who you voted for? Wouldn't you feel depressed and not do as good a job at work?
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you're not. This isn't an isolated incident with this president. The other president,
I think it is. I think that Obama, it feels worse.
Well, maybe it's because you didn't vote. Did you vote for Bush?
No, I didn't.
Well, then you wouldn't really know what that felt like. Thank you very much, Marshall. 877-876-PHIL. Back with Bob Sherrod in a moment.
Phil Hendry.
Ow.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome back here on the Phil Hendry Show, and I'm talking to Bob Sherrod. Bob was at the Obama town hall meeting today and was one of many Obama supporters there, disappointed in the president, disappointed in what the president has not been able to do, disappointed in his performance, but you're still supporting him. You're still voting Democrat in the midterms, and that hasn't changed, huh?
No. You don't just say, well, I'm disappointed with this president, and I think I'll change parties. That's not how it works. But we're disappointed, and we do expect a better performance from this president in the second half of his administration. That having been said, to vote for a man, as we did President Obama, who is a black president, and I did not want to make an issue of that, but I think you have to in order to get people to understand what you're talking about, because I don't know that people understand me when I say that when you criticize me for voting for Obama, you hurt me because as a liberal, perhaps I wear my emotions on my sleeve more. As a liberal, perhaps I am more open to emotional abuse. We may be a little bit more evolved in that sense, but you have to deal with this in a more respectful way, you see.
And you have to deal with who? With Obama supporters?
In this instance, yeah. But
or you have to deal with liberals? See, what you're doing is you're walking right into that right hand that a conservative is going to throw and say, you guys are just kind of lightweights.
No, we're not lightweights. I can tell you, I'm trying to tell you this. We're far from lightweights. If we were lightweights, we wouldn't own the White House right now, Mr. Henry.
Well, but, you know, you voted for Obama, so take the criticism.
We are just like Republicans and conservatives. If you mock my choice, I am going to feel debilitated and insulted, and it's going to slow the country down to a snail's pace, because in the workplace, I'm not at my best. When President Bush was president,
all right, how about that? When people were criticizing President Bush.
Well, but I was going to say, when President Bush was president, and he got the criticism that he got, I think we can say, Mr. Hendry, that President Bush deserved a lot of that.
I don't agree.
You don't agree? And I don't doubt there are a lot of people that disagree with that, but we, those of us who voted for President Obama, and there was a majority of us, believed that Bush deserved the criticism. So I cannot, in good conscience, tell you I relate to a Bush supporter who says perhaps their feelings were hurt when Bush was criticized. I can't feature that because Bush deserved the criticism he's getting. Obama doesn't deserve it. And what is more, as the first black president who doesn't deserve this criticism, it becomes almost an open sore, an open wound on the American political debate, and continues to hurt the economy.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, talking to Bob Sherrod, who was at this meeting today. there's this town hall meeting. There's just a couple of things that I want to ask you about, Bob, because you're saying that, you know, President Bush's supporters didn't deserve President Bush's supporters could get criticized, but they can't complain because he deserved the criticism. President Obama doesn't deserve the criticism, and therefore the criticism he gets is hurtful. Now, what I'm saying is, let's just put aside the political, let's put aside for a moment here the political ideologies. Why, how can you say that President Bush deserves it, President Obama doesn't deserve it?
President Bush comes from a family of political socially active individuals. Now, it was President Obama, however, who broke the color line, if you want to call it that, had no family in politics, and was introduced to the political world as a novice, a black man running for president. That's a gauntlet to run, Phil. And then when he becomes president, to savage him and his supporters, he doesn't deserve it. President Bush, on the other hand, with a father that had been president and a governorship behind him and brothers that had been in politics, President Bush, I think, was inculcated. President Bush had developed a resistance. Not to mention, and you will disagree, that his politics, his policies were so destructive and savage and criminal. I'm sorry, but criminal. They don't compare to Obama.
That's asinine. I can't even agree with that. That last statement.
I knew that you would disagree, but that's why I left it out of the main body of my critique.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. When people say use that word criminal, it's so silly. It's almost as if you have to redefine what criminal is. Here is Matt in Houston. Go ahead, Matt. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Good morning, guys. Mr. Hendry, for your
good
guest.
Morning.
I've been listening since you guys started. I have a question. I keep hearing your feelings towards the criticism that you get from others. You get your car scratched. You get eggs thrown at you. Now, typically, when it comes to religion, for instance, like Christianity, whatever you decide, if you are truly faithful in your beliefs, if you are truly faithful and you understand you've made this choice, it would take a lot more criticism, if at all, to not sway you. Now, I know that you said a while ago that you're not going to flip the coin and, you know, switch parties and so on and so forth, but the way that you're speaking, it sounds to me like there's something hidden that you might have to admit to yourself. If these guys are really criticizing you as deeply and to make you feel this emotional to the point where it affects your work day, it sounds to me like you're not really standing on both feet. You've made your choice.
Oh, that's
you
silly.
Stand by
that's
your choice.
Silly. That's a pretty
now,
standard.
Wait.
That's pretty standard. That's a silly argument. It's a silly, and I don't think you have much knowledge of human nature if that's the way you think.
Well,
Let me tell you something, young man. I'm much older than
Sir.
So allow me the courtesy of finishing my thought, and it is the following thought. I can be a person who is believing in something, but also frightened of the opposition I may get because I believe in it. I can be a person who wants to stand with you, for instance, if you were involved in something controversial, but be frightened of the opposition you may get.
Yes,
and I may waver. That doesn't mean I'm really not supporting you so much as I may be a novice in that area of political conviction.
All right, but why would it affect your work?
When people start telling me I'm an idiot, and I get a nauseated stomach, affects my work.
I understand that, but now this is a loose example. Of course, it's somewhat related. For instance, I'm a strong Christian. Someone comes by and wants to say, "Well, I am something other than," or "You're Christian, and you know this is what you believe, and you know God has done this, and so on and so forth." Well, my faith is very strong. I've made this decision, and I'm comfortable with my decision. And it does not matter who criticizes me for whatever my faith is. I will still go to work knowing this guy's a fool. This guy's a fool.
Because
okay?
You believe in God, but I'm not talking about God.
Well,
I'm talking about
fallible
men.
Example. I understand it's a rough example. I know that you can follow me. You are obviously very intelligent. I do know that you can kind of follow me on my train of thought here. Are you sure that the decision that you've made, as nervous as you've gotten, you know, you've made a choice, you run your life accordingly, you go to work because someone wants to shout something at you.
I'm convinced of my decision, and
I
voted for Obama.
Right.
A young man, I've heard your analysis of human nature, and it is wanting, if you'll pardon me for saying so. I voted for Obama, and when people say Obama's a lousy president, I want to vomit. Now, are you saying that I feel physically ill, as if I want to retch my stomach up?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't think that's an extreme?
No, it's not extreme, no. I've had eggs thrown at me. I've been called an N-lover. You know what that is?
Well, that's just, that's ignorant.
Yes, but it's ignorant. And there are many other things one could call it, too. And yet, in the overall, it is a part and parcel of the fabric of our experience. And that's what I'm talking about. The fabric of our experience.
I don't want to take much more of your time, and I apologize.
The very fact of my life, with or without my wife.
Yes, sir. The question, my last question is still unanswered, if you don't mind, I apologize.
Which is what? Go ahead. Ask the question.
With or without my wife, in the juxtapositioning
of human relationships, okay?
All right, let the young man finish.
I apologize.
Yes, sir. That's okay. The entire reason why I called is because you've made it a few times about how the question still is not answered. I'm trying to wonder if you're firm in your belief.
We'll answer it off the air. Give me the question, Matt. We'll answer it off the air. Go ahead, man.
Okay.
My question is,
why are you being so hurt by something that you were so strongly faithful about? Why does it affect you so much?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. All right. 877-876-PHIL. Can you answer that?
Can I answer? You're talking to me.
Yes, Mr. Shirah. Sorry.
When I didn't hear my name. Yes, I can answer that. Why am I so hurt and frightened by criticism? Because Obama said that he was going to create a platform for the American people from which they could spring into new prosperity, and that has not happened. And I am sick to my stomach thinking that the economy will not recover in due time. And yet I don't want to appear as if I am Mary Jane here, little Mary Jane, scared of my own shadow. So I'm going to support him, but when people key my car or throw eggs at my cats or try to put a switchblade knife into one of the lawn gnomes that we have, that my wife had collected, and it's a silly little hobby, but she's an elderly woman as I am older. And she collected lawn gnomes, and someone took a switchblade knife and stabbed one of the gnomes in the eye. And
that's a horrible thing. Did you call the police?
Oh, yes, we did. And
that's a horrible thing. But that can't possibly be something that is representative of the critique or the criticism or the abuse you might get being an Obama supporter. Here is Cecil in Greensboro, North Carolina. Cecil, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob Shirah. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to respond to the gentleman that was talking on the radio there.
I am a conservative
from North Carolina, and I did vote for George Bush. I did not vote for Barack Obama, but he was talking about the liberals wear their feelings on their sleeve, and they don't like it when somebody talks about Barack Obama. At the same time, he needs to stop and think about that the conservatives out here, we're not so hard-nosed that we don't have feelings. We don't really appreciate people degrading George Bush in the manner that he was. And people have to understand that anybody, I don't care who he is, becomes president of this country, is going to make mistakes. Not everything he does is going to be suit everybody, but Barack Obama has definitely upset a lot of people, and you can't.
Well, he's upset quite a few people, but he's also still has a strong base of support. And when I hear President Obama, when President Bush was criticized, Cecil, did you sweat or tremble or become sick to your stomach or become incontinent or anything like that?
No, sir. What does
okay.
make me...
You did does? Not, but I did. I did. So I can make the argument that the criticism of President Obama makes me sweat, causes a imperceptible but nonetheless very real trembling or tremor, and a incontinence, and other things that come with my age, bowel problems. But you're missing the point. Does Bush deserve to be demeaned, Cecil? He was terrible.
No, we can't go there because that becomes a disagreement. I mean, you can't say that. You can't say that, Bob.
Why can't I say that?
You can't. He deserved it because then this gentleman. Go ahead, sir.
Can I say this? The other problem I have with what you were saying on the radio is you keep pointing out to us that Barack Obama is a black president and that we should that he didn't have a family in politics. And we should give him some leeway. Let me explain something to you. My grandmother was full-blooded Cherokee Indian. She watched her mother die on the Trail of Tears so that people like you and me could live in this country. Did anybody feel sorry for her because she was an Indian? Don't bring color or race into it. Color or race has nothing to do with it.
Then why'd you bring up an Indian?
I'm giving you an example.
It's totally meaningless, right?
No. That's the gentleman's family, though.
I don't know what a dead... Excuse me for saying this, but I don't know what a dead Indian, how'd that save me?
You know, for a liberal with your heart on your sleeve, that's a pretty hardcore thing to say.
I apologize, because I know it's the young man's relative, but...
You know, Phil, that's exactly what I'm getting at.
Right. You know, your feelings are getting hurt, but...
My feelings on behalf of a very good president, when I cannot hold my bowels still... Did your bowels loosen because your grandmother was died or whoever it was? No.
All right, let me take a break. Yeah, Cecil, go ahead, sir. Finish your thought.
Can I just say this? I think him not being able to hold his bowels was probably the X-lax he took.
That's all well and good for the young man to make a joke. And if you want to make a joke, Mr. Henry, you can do that too. I don't understand... the point of it.
All right, we had to take a break. Thank you very much, Cecil. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back here with Robert Shaw and his experience today at the Town Hall with President Obama on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
What a punk. A real punk.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back, 877-876-PHIL, with Bob Shaw as we talk about the President Obama's town hall meeting today. Here is Steve on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Steve. You're on with Bob Shaw.
Hey, Phil. Long time.
Bob, you there?
I love your show.
Yes, I'm right here. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I want to talk to your guest. You know, he's complaining like an old woman. He just needs to man up. You know, he's complaining. He's talking about belly aching. He's talking about, you know, criticizing the president. You know, the president, he needs to man up, and so does your guest.
Okay, anything?
No, that nope. those comments are not worthy of me responding.
All right. Thanks very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Did you see Lady Gaga?
You said that in a way that I... Did I see Lady Gaga?
Well, did you? Were you happy to see her?
Not particularly. I don't think that issue, don't ask, don't tell, which is the freedom of gay people, I don't think it deserves to be turned into a circus sideshow. And I certainly don't think that the rights of gay people should be given over to carnival freaks. And that's what I think... has happened with this Lady Gaga. I think they've turned it over to carnival freaks.
877-876-PHIL. It's a very interesting point of view. World famous Phil Hendry show here as we talk to Bob Sherrod. Mr. Sherrod is a retired man, and he was at that town hall meeting today with President Obama. And the president, had to take some heat from some of his supporters. Shirley, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry show.
Hi, Phil. Listen,
yes, ma'am.
Can't you see that this man is embarrassed that Obama didn't meet up to his expectations? And just like kids in school, when they do get caught in an embarrassing situation, and then the other kids at school taunt them and harass them and bully them and push them around.
Well, isn't it childish?
That same feeling, and some kids get upset and throw up and things like that, but it does hurt your feelings. So it's no different
childish.
When you're an adult than when you're a child.
It should be different because we're adults, aren't we, Shirley?
Yeah, we are.
We're adults, and we should be different. We should treat each other with charity instead of... when I heard that woman criticize the president today, I evacuated on a chaise lounge that I was on. I evacuated my bowels.
Phil Hendry.
It was warm.